Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jaden will be back, and we're all pumped for that. He's just got a unique way about him, elevates the others as we're going through things. It's hard to defend, you know, with two plays that could take place, you know, gets outside, you know, running and passing. And so really pumped to have him here.
Just in time for a home national spotlight on Sunday Night Football. Jaden Daniels back for the Commanders. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. The show is brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad. They're going to help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. In fact, Danny, I put them on a text message with a buddy today. Was looking to do his will. We send friends, we send family to them because we know they'll take really good care of them.
Those guys are great at what they do, man. It is one of those adult processes. I remember we years ago before we met them, obviously, my wife and I bought a condo, had a kid, and got life insurance and, did our last will and testament all within like a month. We did this adult level up type thing. It's one of those, you got to do it, man. And those guys are the best.
Before we get into the Commanders on Sunday night, the return of Jaden Daniels and the discussion in town and what it's going to sound and look like, whether they win or lose against Seattle. Real quick, this is the third time in a couple of months that something along these lines have come up. But Danny, YouTube TV is no longer a partner with ESPN. And I don't know if you've seen any of the blowback on your timeline like I have.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
But if you follow as many people in the sports game and sports industry as I do, and many of you do, I'm sure, this is a hot-button issue today because this is not, you know, Fox where you occasionally have games but otherwise have a lot of other programming. This is ESPN. This is the network with all the games and all the coverage. I saw this tweet I thought was incredible today. I wish I knew who said it. But YouTube TV is essentially an $80 subscription to monthly emails about which television network YouTube is in a contract dispute with. First, it was Fox.
Great zing by that person.
So good. Then it was Monumental, locally. That's hyper-local, right? But we still don't have Monumental Sports. And now it's ESPN. So, I mean, you're making the decision for me. It's now over. Thank you for making it easier, I suppose. But this isn't about me or YouTube TV in our little relationship. This is, I think, a bigger conversation I wanted to throw out there on. Someone's got to do something about this at some point. Generally, when the little guy gets screwed over and over again by a couple of big guys, it takes a long time. It's a glacial pace. But at some level, somebody takes up the fight and says, this isn't quite right. So I know there's not a whole lot going on in Congress right now, but at some point, somebody needs to take a good look at this, because what's happening, nobody's hands are clean. Like, it's easy to say you're on ESPN side or YouTube TV side or, you know, Disney or whatever. This is Google, billions of dollars, Disney, billions of dollars. Neither are losing here. They're both going to be okay. I'm just going to have to get the ESPN app, right? I'm just going to have to either, you know, I'm already shelling out the $100 to YouTube and Google for Sunday Ticket and Red Zone and whatever else. But the little guy, me and our listeners, just keep getting screwed over and over and over again. I don't know what the fix is. I don't know how to put the toothpaste back in the tube. I think a lot of us were excited when we could navigate away from cable to these streaming services, but it just keeps getting worse.
You just said it. This is what I didn't know, was that this was inevitable. I read something by someone really smart, and I couldn't find it just now while you were talking. And so I apologize. I won't give them the proper credit. So I'm parroting what they said. So from YouTube TV's side, they're going, ESPN is asking outrageous carriage fees, which they've done, by the way, in the past with cable companies. So there's some precedent there. They're asking us to spend so much. We are trying to offer great value to our customers. They're being outrageous, because what they want you to do is use their app and get ESPN Plus and be part of their Disney Hulu bundle thing, which is what they're trying to push now. You know that because their big bosses who talk to shareholders said that. That's our next push for revenue, because we've got people that need to be satisfied in terms of our shareholders and stakeholders, et cetera. Disney / ESPN is going, these guys are outrageous. They're doing this to everybody. They want total control of all of it, and nobody's budging. So everyone's wrong, kind of to your point. Here's what was inevitable about it. I didn't see this coming, and I should have. We're all sitting there going, God, cable is the worst. Cable is the worst. It's so expensive. It's so outrageous. It goes, it messes up all the time. It's on the fritz. They never, you know, dealing with them customer service wise is a pain in the butt. Everything about it, I can't stand. I can't wait to cut the cord. And everyone did. Well, once you get enough people that want to do that, wouldn't you know, the cord cutting alternatives started to charge more. And then more people said, wait a minute, that's actually pretty good business. I should get in that, said the big players. So the big players are changing the same way that the megastore used to be Kmart and now it's Walmart. The same way it used to be, you know, Sam Goody or Kemp Mill and now it's Spotify. The big company, who they are, changes just what they're doing a little bit to us. So this reshuffling to me was inevitable. All of a sudden, these alternatives that were so cheap and so awesome, well, they need to justify the same thing that the big companies that were cable needed to do to us before. They need to find a way to increase profits and to find a new way to generate all this revenue and that revenue. So everybody, to your point, is fighting up in the stratosphere. The billionaires are. They're slugging it out. And I'm down here going, do you think I can watch the basketball team locally? Is that too hard for me to do?
I'd
like to hear Joe Beninati talk. Nothing.
You know, to me, that there's just got to be some type of overhead look at this and more regulation or something. But like, what's it going to be in 5 years at this rate?
Right.
I mean, this calendar year, I was semi-new to YouTube TV. And what's funny is when they're not in these disputes, I actually kind of love it. I love the practicality of it and the display. And I think it was originally, I'm going to blame Daris. Daris got me onto it. And I was
like,
don't
want to blame anybody. I think we can blame Daris.
I think it was Dad's fault.
That's right.
And so I got on YouTube TV and I was like, damn, this is awesome. I loved it. But first it was Fox and we were on the precipice of missing games. Now they narrowly avoided that one. Then it was Monumental. Now it's ESPN. And do I think that there's a 0% like that ESPN's hands are clean on this? No. Do I think it's as nefarious as what a lot of people will say, what you suggested, which is like, they just want you to get their app? I don't think it's quite that, because again, everybody takes a turn, one after another, with YouTube TV. So it's almost like if every roommate you have that comes into your two-bedroom and you've gone through six or seven of them over a few years ends up hating your guts, maybe you're the problem. You know, maybe you're doing something wrong. Now, what YouTube TV will claim, to give you their side of it, is that they're fighting this fight that nobody else will, because they don't want to raise your prices. You think about it, like we've learned a lot about tariffs over the last several months, where the idea is, you know, you're going to pay for it. You still want the thing that comes over via the tariff, and now you pay more to actually get the product, right? So they're saying, if we don't fight ESPN or Disney in this case, and we just pay more for that product. Now we have to up your bill from $80 to $107 or whatever. And so they're saying that they just fight harder and more tooth and nail than everyone else, who just kind of takes it, wears it, and then ups the price. Well, number one, I'd rather pay more and not have to keep hopping all over the place for different networks.
I just want to be left alone.
Just allow me to watch the thing I need to watch. And by the way, this is not some unique, like, even in the case of Monumental, where I was annoyed by that, that's such a small, you know, little deal to Google, so to speak, on a national level, that I can get if those are coming and going. And by the way, they're doing it to all the RSNs. They're going to end up trying to buy them all. And this is all a strategic long game, I think. Anyway, but this is not some random channel that a couple people want to watch in one market. We're talking about all the Disney platforms, bro. This is all the ESPN stuff. It's just absurd. So I don't even know what I'm going to do. I'm on to some research now to see. I think, and I don't know if you know this, if somebody does, tweet me at Grant H. Paulson. I think I can keep Sunday Ticket and Red Zone and all the football stuff I have through YouTube TV and Google, even if I get rid of the actual TV service. Do you think that that's right, or do you know?
Oh, man. First of all, I don't know. But that would terrify me.
How would I even figure that out, by the way? See, this is the other thing. When I'm so incapable of doing anything, it's just impossible to get any information.
Yeah. To me, the salient point here, the arrow shooting through, cutting through all this fog, is stop. This is to anybody. Stop making it harder on me. All I'm doing is trying to opt in. If you put roadblocks in front of me, eventually I'll be defeated. You know what I mean? Like, eventually I'll just go bleep it. Like, again, I'm not going to name there was one. I don't know if you remember this. I'm going to try not to run down a service. I'm sure they're wonderful. And if you want to sponsor me, I'll be sponsored. But there was one game on this one app last year. If you remember, for the NFL game, I had the app. I previously had paid money. I was an active subscriber. I got caught in endless use this QR code from the TV. Now I did that. Now it's like, okay, log in. And then it's nope, use this QR code. I spent 40 minutes trying to log into the app that I had already paid for, which I subsequently canceled because it didn't work. The one time I wanted it to work, and I said never again. And I don't care what they offer me from now on. Again, if you want to sponsor me, I'll be sponsored. But whatever promotional thing they give me, 6 months free. Nope. I will not be using that app ever again. You do that to me enough times. You do that to me just enough. I hold grudges. I'm immature. I cannot be hassled. I want everyone to leave me alone. Make it easier, not harder for me.
Well, here's, I guess, the bottom line point before we move on. If you are a DC sports fan living in the DMV right now, listening to our voices, and you want to watch the NFL on Sunday with Red Zone, by the way, I'm not even going to say anything crazy here, okay? I'm going to do some basic level sports fandom viewing. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
The NFL on Sunday with Red Zone. You have the nerve to want to watch the Washington Nationals, which, by the way, we don't even know where they're going to be televised this coming year. Their deal with Mastin is up. They haven't re-upped. They could be taken over by Major League Baseball, possibly, which would be huge. They could go back to Mastin, I suppose. I don't know that there's a third option here. But you want to watch the Nationals. You want to watch the Caps and the Wiz on Monumental. And you want to watch the Commanders. Just those things. You now have to have potentially three different services.
Yep.
Because the Caps and the Wizards are no longer available on YouTube TV or Hulu. There's only a couple. But the thing that they're available on, for the most part, the Nationals aren't available on. I mean, so it is just, it is so much more complicated than everyone wants to pretend, like, just do this. That's everybody. Well, just do the illegal stream on Reddit or whatever. You know, just right. Do a VPN. Just act like you're in Italy. No, I want to just buy the book legally, just have a thing that allows me to watch the local baseball team, the local hockey team, the local basketball team, and the NFL team when they're on national TV. Can I please have all of those things in one fell swoop that doesn't cost $319 a month?
Sooner or later, the answer is no. Because, and this is, I know we're moving on, but we invest, all I've ever wanted to do is get rid of this, you know, not be just a slave to the cable, right? Where it's like, well, in order to watch the Nationals, I got to do it. And I know canceling it and reactivating it and do this thing that I give you credit, even you've been able to do. I can't manage that. I want it easy, hassle free. So I pay way too much. Finally, we got the wherewithal. We got this go ahead. We got a couple things that broke our way and it's time to quit it. And they go, okay, if you want internet only, that's $225 a month. Cause they're wise to it. They know, right? If you want internet only so I can stream everything else, so I can stream my Netflix and my Disney and my, Amazon Prime and then use, you know, if I wanted to get YouTube TV or something else, I'm already paying. So they know. If you want internet only, it's $200 some odd. But if you want the cable included, you know, it's $260 or something like that. I'm going, damn it. Again, it's all market forces, as you said, way above our pay grades, batting us around. We're the ping pong ball. You know what I mean? We're just bouncing around in the lottery that's not going to work out for the Wizards. That's what we are. We're the ping pong balls in the machine that somehow give the Pelicans the number one pick again.
Let's go to Jim, who's waiting in Rockville, wants to hop in on this, on Grant and Danny. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing good. Avid listener, love your program. And, yeah, I'm pissed off just like you are. I'm a YouTube TV customer, and reason I switched to YouTube TV a couple of years ago because, you know, cable was just charging an arm and a leg. And now to come to find out that I can't get ESPN and Disney and the SEC Network and all the other channels that are associated with that kind of pisses me off.
And it changes. I mean, you almost didn't have the Fox college games in week one. Now you don't have the Caps and the Wizards. I mean, it's this evolving, you know, shape adjusting thing where every month you've got something dropping.
Right. No, I agree. I was just going to, you just took that, you know, right off what I was going to say. Initially, you know, they said they were going to get rid of all the Fox channels, and then I guess they came to an agreement. And we got that, and Monumental Sports. I missed that because now I can't watch the Caps or the Wizards, and you know, on Monumental Sports. And you know, the only time I can watch that is when the Caps are on the national telecast,
national
on
TV,
TNT.
Yeah.
Which luckily for Caps fans, thanks for the call, Jim, is prevalent. I mean, they
like
have
once a week almost.
Yeah, they have a dozen or so of their 82 games. I would imagine maybe
so
more.
I know
nationally,
how my
but
dad.
But the Wizards don't. The Nats don't. No. Those teams are never on national TV.
And I get why. I know how my dad felt for a lot of stuff over the years now. And again, I'm 46. Oldest, you know, I'll continue just to be old all the time. But for so many things, when he didn't grow up in it. Like, I bet you Toby and Ryan right now are like laughing at us in the producer's room. Because they're young people. They were born in this. We're like, oh yeah, just illegally pirate from your neighbor's VPN, steal code FM free.net.
But here's why they're not laughing. They might laugh that we don't know how to do all the rigmarole, the shortcuts, but they're still, if they're doing it legally, in the same spot as everybody else when it comes to needing 56 things to watch four teams.
Yeah, but they can do it because again, I keep saying I don't know how to say it a different way. They were born in it, right? So for me, like some of this is still new. Like I have learned and adapted over the years. I grew up in a time before the internet. And I know that sounds crazy to you, but like the idea that someone could email me when I was in college, we had like an email distribution list. It was the most amazing thing that had ever happened before. Anything short of a phone call didn't exist. I grew up without texting. Like you've never been without IM. You've never been without any of these kinds of things. And so like, because I wasn't raised in it, it's still not intuitive to me to just adapt to the next thing. It takes me longer and longer and longer to adapt to whatever I'm supposed to do. All you have to do is you can use your phone and then cast it to this thing. As long as you have a, like, oh, I know how he felt now for all those years where to me, I'm like, dad, it's so easy. Just drag and drop your clip to the trash bin and that'll relaunch your whatever. And like having no patience with him. And my children look at me the same way. I get it now. I totally understand how frustrating it is.
Let's go to Nate, who's in Albany, New York, wants to hop on. Grant and Danny, home of the Arena Football League's Albany Empire. What's up, Nate? How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. I just think it's frustrating that I have spent over $400 to watch the Commanders this year, and I've so far not been able to legally stream three games this season.
How is that possible? Is that the prime time, or what are you referencing?
Yeah, a couple of the prime time games I haven't been able to watch. Although I paid for YouTube TV, I paid for Paramount Plus, I paid for Prime, I paid for ESPN Plus even. I paid for everything I can think of, but because I don't have cable or whatever, I can't watch the game legally. So I have to stream it.
It just shouldn't be that way. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate you, dude.
The only two I could think of that he would have had an issue with are primetime. Otherwise, they've all pretty much been on network television, yeah?
Maybe if it's not.
Oh, he's thinking of Thursday Night Football. I guess that's true. If he has
Amazon Prime, then that's what it was on. It was on Prime.
Exactly. But, again, that's another app.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got the Amazon Prime game. I mean, we did this before the season started, but somebody tallied up. If you want to watch every NFL game this season on all of the different apps and all the different services, because there's now three or four that are exclusive one-offs, that it would have cost several hundred dollars. I don't remember what the number was, right? But I guess that's the big question I have. I've got people in the chat telling me that they don't think I can get rid of the service without losing Sunday Ticket. Because I need to be able to watch all the NFL games. And hey, there's a fourth quarter, 3 minute left game. I'm not waiting for Scott Hansen to growl and tell me about it. I need to click over there and watch the couple of drives myself. But that's going to be the big decider for me. But it just keeps getting worse, man. And it's easy to throw darts at just YouTube TV or Disney or whoever. But my point is more industrial. My point is larger. Yeah. This is such a problem, and nobody seems to be doing anything about it. The outcome is the same every time, which is the consumer just getting shafted.
The initial appeal of, if you come here, look how much cheaper it is, look at what you get. In these tug of wars, no matter how far this goes, what we're doing in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years in terms of streaming, this, that, and the other, that's how it's always going to be. Like, because the company gets bigger and the little guy, you and me, just trying to watch our sports teams, are just going to get whacked around.
I wonder if Ted and the learners are passing out subscriptions to a Monumental and Masson at their houses tonight for Halloween or something.
That'd be a great bit. Here's a QR code.
You go door to door, they're giving you the QR code to download your app to watch their teams. Jake in Germantown on this Halloween Friday. You're on Grant and Danny. What's up, buddy?
First of all, I would just like to say, for all of our listeners, I would like to apologize for all of our listeners, because most of us are loyal listeners. We are loyal fans of the program. And if we mistake who is the caller here, my bad. And so I mistake who was the a caller on my back. I would like to say that whoever is the nubs person calling in here, hey, get cable.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. All right, next on Grant and Danny, here's what we're going to do. Commanders Seahawks, Sunday Night Football. If Washington wins and looks good doing it, what are we going to be saying come Tuesday next week? If the Commanders lose that game and they fall to 3-6 and they lose it decidedly, is there change going to be called for in some way in personnel? Is there going to be any type of significant shakeup in the way that they operate at the facility? Will that be what fans are demanding? Let's get into that next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Couple hours from now, the youngsters will be putting on costumes all over the DMV to get ready to go out trick-or-treating. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, on the Fan on this, the final day of October in 2025. Happy Halloween to everybody. So, Danny, if the Commanders beat the Seahawks versus if they don't, let's talk about what the conversation's going to be in and around town. I want to start with if they win, because, frankly, we've done so little on that.
Yep.
I was listening to the Junkies today, and three of the four of the Junkies are picking Washington to beat Seattle. In fact, it sounded like, I don't want to put words in their mouths, but based on what I could hear, they're not that impressed by Seattle, which is surprising to me. This team, when I've watched them, has been really, really impressive. They're the number three offense in the league, the number three defense in the league. They've got a quarterback playing at a high level. They've got the leading receiver in the NFL. They have one of the toughest running backs to tackle in terms of forced missed tackles in Kenny Walker. So there's a lot about this Seattle team that scares me. Going to the defensive side of the ball, their secondary is very good, but their D-line is the best D-line in terms of personnel that Washington's played probably since the Giants in week one. So that all said, I think it's a really, really tall task on a short week. But let's say somehow they pull off the win and they get to 4-5 instead of being 3-6. What do you think's going to be said come Tuesday and Wednesday?
We can have a season. This is it. This was the turnaround. This was the spark. You win a game that nobody thinks you're going to win because, you know, I guess outside of the Junks. But nationally, when people are picking this game, thinking of Sunday Night Football, you know, name that Collinsworth would be like, what do you think about this one tonight, man? It's going to be fun. And everyone's going to pick Seattle. You're going to see a lot of those birds across the bottom of the screen in terms of who's going to win and lose. You win a game that nobody thinks you're going to win. You now have done a couple of things. One, you've changed the narrative. But two, you've done something you haven't done basically in a month, which is play well. When's the last time this group played well? Even though they should have beaten Chicago, there are Jaden Daniels fumble on a handoff exchange away probably from doing that. Wasn't as if you came away thinking, man, they were the better team all day and, you know, got by the skin of their teeth. That was kind of just a meh sort of performance. It really was after they were down 10-0 and that fumble that Quan Martin forced against the Chargers. That's the last time from that moment on in that game forward that they actually played well. You will have played well for the first time, as I said, in a month. That matters as much to me as winning the game. Because we're sitting here doing these scenarios. Going, okay, if they win a bunch of these games in a row, and little old me's raising his hand going, why do we think they can do anything against anybody? They haven't played well. If they were playing well in these games, if they lost to Kansas City, you know, 31-30 in a shootout and looked awesome doing it, it's a different story than it is right now where they were just not competitive. Had they lost to the Cowboys by a last-second field goal, and you go, damn, if they had one receiver, they might have won the game. It's different. They got sandblasted in these two games, losing by 20-plus points, both of them. You play well, you change the narrative, you change the outline of the season, and you finally have some rational basis to go, hey, the team played well and looked good. They can do it. I've just seen it.
So for me, I think two conversations come out of a win. The first is, see, I'm telling you, it's the injuries. They're actually not that bad. This team is actually a lot better than they've been playing. And as they're getting healthier now, right, that'll be the correct perception because Jaden Daniels will play and they're getting a little further removed from some of the injuries that they've had. I think people will assume they're probably not the 3-5 team that they've been. They're a 4-4 or 5-3 team that just has had a real bad rash of injuries. But the second thing I think that might be taken out of a win, I don't think they win this game without Jaden Daniels playing a brilliant football game. This, for me, is going to have to look a little bit like last year if they're going to beat a superior opponent at home as a 3-point underdog. It's going to have to be a put your cape on JD5 game. Get into the phone booth, come out, fly around, make plays, and just will this team drag them into the fight and be better than them because your quarterback outplays Darnold and just gives you, at the most important position, the most production. And so I say that to tell you, Danny, that I think one of the leads in a takeaway might be Jaden Daniels is back. You know, we've been waiting, and it's the injuries that have maybe kept this from happening. But we were all week one, we said, okay, you know, it's slow first week, whatever. Week two was Green Bay, he got hurt. Then he missed weeks 3 and 4. Then he comes back in week 5. I actually thought against the Bears in that game, there were two bad turnovers. I'm going to give you that. The pick was bad at the red zone. The fumble was a killer. But otherwise, he was really, really good. The Chargers' performance, the second half, was excellent. That was fantastic. That's vintage 2024 status. You play like that all year long. We're talking about you as one of the best in the league. And so you're thinking, well, maybe you're rounded into form. Maybe you can kind of do that more often. The Cowboys game happened. He was not sharp at all. He gets hurt again. So it seems like every time you're looking for some momentum here, he's gotten banged up. But maybe this is finally that game. I don't believe there's been one full game where Daniels played at the level we saw so routinely last year. But if they beat Seattle in this hypothetical, he'll have done it. And in that case, that to me is the big story. As most things are with this team, it's going to be through the lens of Daniels.
I think that's fair. And I think that's a huge part of the consideration, right? Because what was last year after all? Obviously, we talked about the charmed life. We talked about every break that went their way. But you got to be in position to capitalize on those. They haven't, right? If they'd gotten some fluky fumble against the Cowboys, they still lose by 20, right? They got fluky things against the Chiefs. The ball hits Travis Kelce in the hands. Hall of Famer throws to Hall of Famer. The ball's dropped and it lands in the hands, ironically, of another Hall of Famer, Bobby Wagner. There's your lucky break.
That football touched a lot of Hall of Famers, huh?
Yeah, all of a sudden, right? Your lucky break happened, and you lost by whatever it was, 21. So last year, you got to be in position to take advantage of those lucky breaks. You got to be in some of those games to have the moment that you had against Tampa for the doink. The Daniels converts that ridiculous first down when a defender's got his, you know, both paws on his jersey. You got to be there to win in overtime against Atlanta. You got to be in good spots a number of times over for good things to happen. They're not in those spots right now because they haven't been competitive. So if they are, then the story is Daniels can fix it. Even if you don't have Daniels can fix it. Well, what about the Daniels can fix it? He hasn't been Superman this year. And it's unfair to call that a criticism. It's just an acknowledgement of reality that, yeah, he isn't the end-all, be-all. Not only do we not have a running game, not only do we not have a defense, but we do have Jaden Daniels, and he sort of solves both somehow. Like, that hasn't happened yet. And, again, I think it's an unfair standard. It's unfair to ask of nearly anybody. But if he does do that, then you maybe go, like you heard some of the players last year go, yeah, we got 5, and that was kind of the point.
If Washington wins, those are the discussions we're going to be having. What if they lose, which could very well happen? They're an underdog. They're playing the number three offense in the league, the number one passing offense in yards per play in the NFL, by the way. 8.73 yards per attempt this year for the Seattle Seahawks. They're getting ready to take on a defense that is 32nd dead last in passing yards per play. That's not very common. Seems you get bad. The 1 versus 32 matchup in any category, but you're getting it throwing the football when Seattle's on the field in this game. They're also number one, by the way, in run defense, this Seattle team, at 3.29 per game per play. If Washington were to lose and they were to fall to 3-6, and the streak would now reach a season worst 4, I think what is going to be said around town is, and I'm not even saying all of this is fair, but I think first and foremost, if they play really badly on defense again, I think you're going to hear some real calls for legitimate change, whatever that looks like. They've already made a couple personnel tweaks. I think people will want more. There's going to be questions again of Dan Quinn and Joe Witt about play calling, and does Quinn need to be more involved? I mean, the fact is, when DQ's been a coordinator in this league, his defenses have been top five routinely.
They turn people over. That's been an issue.
When he's a D coordinator, he's always been top five. When he's a head coach, the highest his defenses have ever ranked are 14. And so the question becomes, do you have to get more hands-on? Do you have to take away play calling? Do you have to change the way you're doing something? I think those types of discussions will happen if the defense doesn't play well. But the bigger point, and maybe staring me right in the face here, Danny, to just take the easy answer, I think people will correctly come to the realization, and it's sad because we didn't have to do this last year in early November, it's time to start talking about the draft. You know, it's time to start looking ahead to the offseason, and maybe does a philosophical shift in picks versus veterans versus age and youth have to start happening here, because the season will be over. I mean, yeah, statistically, you're cooked. We can say right now they're done, Danny. They'll really be done if they lose to Seattle.
There will be forks sticking out of them. Yeah, it is the annual. Usually it's like end of October, and here we are. When I, back in the day, would start looking at draft boards and mocks and figure out, you know, if we get the fifth pick, if we get the third pick, what can we get, et cetera. It's a little bit less intrigued because there is a quarterback here. But, yeah, I think that's all fair. To me, I'm not interested in like deck chair realignment on the Titanic to get to my seventh win. If like, oh, well, if Dan Quinn calls plays and Joe Witt's not, but, and they might do that just, and I'm not ripping you. I'm simply saying if they do a couple of those things that are cosmetic to me instead of the structural foundational things, it's not going to be satisfying enough for me, but for some fans it might be. I mean, the conversation is the last thing you said to me, as far as I'm concerned. It's over, Johnny, because your NFC record's a disaster. The best thing you can hope for is that the Eagles completely fall apart and maybe you win a Ron Rivera-style division where you get to 7 wins or 8 or something like that, and you know everybody's falling apart, but that would require the Eagles to go 2 and something the rest of the way. It's just the math doesn't work for you to have any kind of relevant season. It may be too late. If you ripped off 7 straight wins at 3-6 to get to 10-6, it still may not be enough. Seattle missed the playoffs last year at 10-7 because of how poor your NFC record is. Now, I know a lot of your games down the stretch are NFC games, but you've dug yourself too big of a hole if you lose this one as well.
Yeah, you'd be 1-5 in the conference. It's over.
Yeah, there are.
By the way, yeah. I mean, like, we talk about the playoff picture still a little bit as to if they got this help or if this happened or if they got hot. But this is the last week we'd be able to do that if they lose.
Right, it'd be irresponsible to do so.
From the standpoint of right now, this second, there are 3 teams in the NFC that are below them in the standings. That's it. 3. They are much closer to the last place team than they are to the top team in the conference. And if Arizona were to win this weekend or the Giants were to win this weekend, I know Washington would still have a tiebreaker head-to-head, but you would go into week 10 potentially tied for the second-to-worst schedule in the NFC. Only the Saints would have a worse record than you, who are going to be picking first, and it's them and the Titans and the Jets for that distinction. So there's plenty on the line here, and you got to start showing some level of improvement. I did think they played a lot better against the Chiefs than the Cowboys. The first quarter, the first half, are indicators of that. They played harder. They played smarter. They did a lot of things better, but they lost both of those games by over 20. First time that's happened in a few years, just the fourth time it's happened over 24 seasons, that they've gone back-to-back games losing by over 20. So you really need a much better showing and a much closer showing at home getting back to Northwest Stadium against Seattle. Coming up in 20 minutes, we're going to give away Capitals tickets ahead of the Beltway Blitz. The Blitz today at 4 o'clock, covering the teams you care about. College football, the Nationals hiring a manager today officially, and the Commanders all coming up at 4. Next, though, let's win off the field. It's Halloween. This should be easy. How are you in the win column today? What's got you in a good mood? 800-636-1067. You want to join us on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Our daily double plays driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. Friday double plays mean winning off the field. You call us, you tell us what little thing's gone right in your day that nobody else would care much about, but it's got a smile on your face. How are you winning off the field? 800-636-1067. You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson and at Funny Danny. Winning off the field's a segment done to honor the memory of the lengthy and illustrious run of Bruce Allen as general manager and team president, because he once said these words.
We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
Danny, tonight the Paulsons will be passing out king-sized full candy bars and treats. I say treats because we also have Reese's Cups and you know, Kit Kats and all those other things. And I just went upstairs during the break to make sure everything went swimmingly. There's always the possibility, I suppose, that like the kids have every night gone down and eaten one piece until it was all gone. So I went up to the top of the pantry and got the boxes. Comes in very nice. Think about like when you have a fundraiser or something.
Sure, sure.
Comes in those boxes. You've got to pry open and organized by tray. So we're ready to line those up and get ready to pass out candy that will, at least for the night, make the neighbor kids like us just a little bit more. Therefore, we are
winning off the field.
So let me ask you a quick question. Sorry, just trying to get the full understanding. Like a fundraiser. Like, is it the kind of fundraiser where someone would come to your house and offer you pizzas and you would just have to give them cash and then you never get the pizzas? Is it like that kind of fundraiser?
In a world where something like that could happen, yes.
Gotcha.
Not a world I want to live in.
No.
But it could happen.
No. By the way, how were those pizzas? Did you get them?
Actually, I have a pizza update.
Come on.
Dead serious?
You really?
It's funny you ask me. I actually still haven't gotten the pizzas.
Oh, I thought maybe.
But I did hear rumblings recently that the pizza was on the way. There was something about tariffs, I heard.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
But once that gets sorted out, I think it, like one of the congressmen has to do it, but they're not working right now or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was something with that. But the
just something about leaving the cash in the mailbox and it not working out. I can't believe it.
Yeah, the pizzas are on the way.
Yeah. The slow transit. I can give you an example. So, you know, on the Instagrams, right, something I'm not very good at doing. They change it just enough so I'm never quite comfortable. I don't know how to do all the things that everybody else knows how to do intuitively. But there was a video that I saw that I wanted to send to my wife that I actually thought was very funny. Because, you know, like the trend is like everybody is a podcaster, right? And everyone like now does video of their podcasts, right? So you do this like thing and we're supposed to know who these people are, but I never know who they are and I never know what they're talking about. Well, these two women actually did a podcast from the perspective of their toddler. And they had like a mail-in thing, like, you know, like reading a listener emails like, hi, toddlers. Like, am I the jerk here? My mom tried to put shoes on me and I kicked her in the forehead. And like, it was this whole really well done satire from like the perspective of the toddler. And I wanted to send that to my wife and I got distracted and I couldn't find it again. I couldn't find it. And I didn't know what to, like, my search bar is all weird. I couldn't find anything that had to do with it. It was like toddler podcasts.
Just a bunch of people. Sift like, through a lot of women doing calisthenics and jumping around.
So much weird stuff. So, like, you know, I'm searching, like, toddler podcasts. And it's, like, one person, like, we need to encourage our toddlers to explore. I'm like, no, I don't want that. I want the satire. I want the thing making fun. And I couldn't find it. And it popped up this morning. And I sent it to my wife. And I feel so good about that. Not because I did anything, but because it happened to me. It was the algorithm this one time was in my favor. Therefore, I am
winning off the field.
Chris says he convinced his girlfriend for he and her not to go to a house party where he doesn't know anybody, where he would have to dress up as a couple. Therefore, he is
winning off the field.
Excellent.
That's pretty damn good.
That's really good.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Anybody, yeah.
It's like you're just like on all night trying to, you know, make conversation, small talk with a bunch of people you don't know, but you're also in a costume that you don't want to be in. I don't know which part's worse. Let's go to Kevin, who's in Arlington on Grant and Danny. Kevin, how are you in the win column?
Hey, guys. Happy Halloween. Here it is. It is Art Monk Day. It's Art Monk weekend. And I was searching for a story like a needle in the haystack, and I found it. That to me is the story, the start of the 1991 Majestic run. And you guys were little or, you know, probably don't remember. But we had a Thanksgiving game where we got killed again in Dallas. And Art Monk, who never said a word, he let us play, do his talking, asked Joe Gibbs if he could have a players-only meeting. And convened everybody. He stands up. And Ricky Sanders looks at Gary Clark and says, oh, God, not the Monkster. But he basically said he's rededicating himself to the game of football. He was disappointed in that performance. Everybody knew Dallas was coming. Dallas would soon win 3 Super Bowls in 4 or 5 years. And they did. And they went 22-5 from that point forward. They upset the Eagles in Philadelphia after the body bag game earlier that year. And they won the Super Bowl, and that to me is the greatest stretch of Redskins football I've ever seen. 22-5, boys.
Not bad.
And therefore he is.
Winning off the field.
Let's go to Varee in Germantown on Grant and Danny. What's up, Varee? How are you?
Hey, I'm good, fellas. How we doing?
Good, buddy.
Good, good. So mine was, I was coming from ComplexCon in Vegas over the weekend. I was celebrating my birthday out there. So on my flight back on Southwest, I ordered an IPA. The gentleman next to me, when it was time for me to pay, reaches down and says, hey, I have a free drink coupon. I'm not going to use it.
Ooh.
So I reach out to the lady and give it to her. And I said, okay, I'll pay for this first IPA, but go ahead and bring me another one on this voucher this gentleman just gave me. So therefore, I'm
winning off the field.
And you're drinking
yes,
on your buddy's tab that
That's
you just
exactly
made. I like that.
How this works. That
Donnie's
right
in Mitchellville on Grant and Danny. Donnie, what put a smile on your face that somebody else might not care about?
Right. This is awesome. So I'm a big belly guy. You know what I'm saying? It's there. It's been there.
And, we know about
that. You know, so, yeah, right, I know. So, you know, I got a refrigerator. So on the freezer side, you can get ice cubes and water in your cup. So, you know, I'm usually there once a day, maybe more, whatever. But it's always that odd point where you take your cup off and a piece of ice falls on the floor. It's so weird.
Right.
And then you got to bend down to get it. And I
That's
can
terrible.
Never get it. Like, it's always moving and going across the floor. I end up calling the kids to come get it. But today, great day. It fell on the floor, and I picked it up on the first try.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah.
Winning off the field.
That's it.
That's the best That's one it. I've ever heard.
That's it. Right. Everyone knows that phenomenon right away. You
it's
hear that
the hardest
sound.
Thing in the world. Ice on the floor, you know, because the top is curved. So you're like slipped already. Your fingertips are on either side of it. But then that flat surface is just skidding across the ground.
It's
somehow, a little bit wet too. It's terrible.
Yeah, and falling straight down was already kicked to the other side of the room. All it did was fall from that one spot, and somehow it's already 12 feet away. Everyone knows. Oh, that's perfect.
That's one of my favorite winning off the field calls ever.
Ever.
Of all time. In uh-huh. fact, we've got to end the segment there. That is as good as I have heard in a long, long time. That's the point of the segment, people.
That's it.
The ice fell. And by the way, the reason people are like, well, what does that have to do with him being a big-bellied guy? Because the moment it falls, you're going, oh, no. I've got to bend down. I'm going to get lightheaded. Because if it's just quick, right, it's like tying your shoes. If you're down there for 20 seconds, the blood rushes to your head, and now you're seeing stars, and you feel
cramping
like you're going to pass
your hip
out.
Flexors. Oh, yeah.
Do I want to drop down on a knee? Do I want to go down on two knees so that I can do this, but then I've got to get up and I've got to propel myself back off the ground? Like, you got to think through all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But no, he just went down, scooped it, and he kept it moving. Way to go, buddy.
So good.
Yes, sir. All right, we're giving away Caps tickets as soon as we return, and then the Beltway Blitz on a Halloween Friday. It's Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.